Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Mfundisi Ntshangase, good afternoon to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
Well, by the grace of God, in my busy schedule, I'm okay.
Yeah, thank you so much, by the way, for slotting us in your busy schedule. Uh-huh. We do not take that lightly at all.
Yes, thank you.
Now, today we're talking about who qualifies for baptism. Do we baptize anyone and everyone who shows interest? Can we baptize someone who has not yet gone through the fundamental beliefs, all 28 of them? And so we want to just discover that. So, Pastor, what are the qualifications for baptism? How does one get recognized that, okay, this is all the one that we need to baptize?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. The first qualification is this personal decision. A person must hear the word of God being preached to him or to her, and then he should be cut to the heart by the truth and love to follow the truth. That is the first qualification. A person must not be forced or compelled. It must come from his heart, from her heart, that I want to go God's way. That is the first thing. And then number one, there should be some form of teaching that prepares a person. The first verse there is Acts chapter 2, verse 37. The second reference would be 28, verse 20, Matthew, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. So when a person has already shown interest, then the church leadership, in this case the pastor or the head elder or anybody is capable of teaching, can then take the class through the fundamental beliefs whereby people are taught, because there is a vow that they take at the end of the day. They should understand what they are vowing for. So the teaching precedes baptism. That qualifies them as well. Yes.
So they've got to accept Christ and they must be taught.
Yes, yes, yes.
And after that, now they are ready for...
they are ready. Yes.
What are they being taught?
Well, they are taught the truth as it is in the scripture. We have said it for fundamental beliefs. That is the term used in the Adventist church. They must understand that there is a God, a true in God. And then there is the Father, there is the Son, there is the Holy Spirit. And then there is the Bible, and then there is salvation, there is the church, there is baptism, and many other such doctrines. They need to understand them before they can get baptized.
So basically you would say that is how the person prepares for baptism?
That is how they are prepared for baptism. However, another thing, they need to search for themselves. They can be given books to read. Yes, in stress, once you provide them the right tools, they do what we call self-discovery, not only being taught, but self-discovery. So they can, you know, sometimes if you discover things for yourself, you even treasure that thing even more. Because you have made an effort, you know, because of interest that you have shown in baptism. Yes.
Now, teaching about, you know, the fundamental beliefs before one gets baptized, I'm just trying to check here. Should it come before the person gets into the water, or it can happen even after baptism?
Very good question. It depends. There are people who may be baptized before, but they should show some sign of Christianity in a way. In Tugela Ferry, I baptized a person from Jehovah's Witnesses who had attended only three Sabbaths in the Adventist Church. And then on the fourth Sabbath was baptism. She asked for baptism. We could not allow her. We baptized her, then I taught her afterwards.
I see. Yes. So in certain instances, a person can be baptized and then be taught, and others it can be before baptism and then after.
That's right. It is. Yes.
I see. Yes. So would you then say one needs to be a perfect Christian before they get baptized?
Not at all. Even ourselves, long baptized, are not perfect yet. Perfection is a long life strategy. It is all by the grace of God, which grows step by step. Even Rome was not built in a day. So, however, some open sins should be repented of. You know, if a person was drinking, at least that should be overcome. If a person was smoking, we need to assist those persons to overcome those sins. You know, if a person was perhaps living with a woman or a man and not married, we need to assist them overcome that particular challenge, because those are the open sins which may cause some questions to the observers as they observe them being baptized when they are doing open sins. But being perfect is a long life struggle.
Now, would you say it's permissible to deny someone to be baptized because perhaps you know they are still struggling with addiction of cigarette, and they're trying to leave it? They've not stopped smoking yet, or they're trying to leave alcohol. They've not been able to win yet. Would that be sufficient reason to say no, this one cannot be baptized?
Well, I think some of the things we have been practicing them all along. We have never baptized a person with an open sin. We normally assist them, as I'm saying. And when we assist them, we pray and take them through. We may even take them to rehabilitation centers if need be. It is good because that sin is open and that person is not even happy about it now. It's just that it's a struggle, it's an addiction. So to give him or her a joy of being a true Christian, that person must be helped to overcome those sins so that he can join the family of God and is happy, because he might be judged by other people when we rush him to baptism before he overcomes these sins. And when they judge him, he might take offense
That's true,
and lose the faith altogether.
All right. No. I see. So we then help this person through the journey, even though they have said, "Man, I'm struggling living this thing, but I do want to be baptized."
Yes, we can help them. The fact that they are willing to be helped, that encourages us to help them. And I know I've seen it. God has been helping people overcome whatever addiction. That is impossible with God.
Lovely. And then before I let you go, Pastor, I do know that we touched on the children and babies and baptism. Please restate that. Can we actually baptize children and babies?
Well, no. Biblically, it has never been done. Even Christ himself was 30 years when he was baptized, meaning that there must be some element of growth and maturity. There might be an element of personal decision, as I said earlier on. Now, if you look at again at Mark 16:16, the Bible says, "Whoever believes is baptized will be saved." They believe must receive baptism. So for children, normally they are good kids, but there is not a decision yet, because they are not matured enough to make those decisions. For now, we are propelling them nicely, preparing them to decide when they become mature, but they're not yet knowing exactly between the right and wrong, you know, because they are still young. That is the reason why you're not baptizing infants. Or the second one is that first one is not biblically correct. Secondly, age-wise, they must grow first. That is another thing. So belief and repentance also, a change, some form of life, some form of change of life must precede baptism as well. Hence, we wait until probably I baptize people from age 12 upwards, and some of them have never been disappointed.
Exactly. Yes. But I was going to come to that, and you've already touched on it, because I was going to ask you, at what age do we then say, okay, we can now start baptizing? Yeah. So you're saying around 12 years, is that a good age?
Normally a 12-year-old person have some form of maturity. Son was baptized age 13. And I was happy. He was studying the Bible for himself. He was also taught by myself and other elders and other pastors. He was ready. He was showing some maturity. Hence, we baptized him at age 13.
Nice. Well, Pastor, I must leave you. Somebody may be listening and you know, and saying, "Hey, this baptism thing, I wonder." Please talk to that person. What would be the word of encouragement there?
Oh, all right. Thanks a million. Just to sum up everything, personal decision is number one, but we must preach the gospel. Most of the people are not even longing for baptism, not because they are cruel or they are pagans. We have to go and sell this Jesus to the people ourselves as Christians. by living for Christ, living a good example, then teaching them, preaching them. When when we preach the gospel, the Holy Spirit will prick the hearts of the people, and then they will also want to get baptized in the near future. That's my word. But maybe the last word is to say, let them search also for themselves what is best in life. And if they want to know, try Jesus. Christ is the best choice you can make in your life, to choose him.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor and Njangase, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you. You're welcome, Elder. You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you. We're going to connect you with you again tomorrow at the same time.
Tomorrow.
Same
thank
place.
You. Thank you. God bless you.
Goodbye.
All right. Thanks. All right. Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.